New Zealand is in the midst of a measles outbreak. 1,200 cases have been confirmed this year, 944 of them in the Auckland region alone. There are fears heavy traffic across the Tasman could bring more cases to Australia. Two have been confirmed in Victoria. Both had just been to New Zealand. Experts are urging everyone leaving Australia to think of measles as a travel vaccination, not just a childhood one. Rebecca Hewitt reports.
New Zealand's health minister's urging anyone travelling to Auckland to get a measles vaccine 2 weeks before they go. The country has had more than 1,200 cases this year alone. Over in Victoria, the chief health officer, Brett Sutton, says two people in Melbourne came down with measles after trips to New Zealand. Immediate action was taken to contain the infection.
That involves a process of contacting their close contacts, making sure that they get appropriate information, and if we can reach people early enough, they can either be vaccinated or get immunoglobulin, which is a collection of antibodies to protect them.
Symptoms include a cough, runny nose, watery or pink eyes, fever and a rash. One in three cases will require hospital treatment. One in 1,000 will suffer complications severe enough to cause death.
If there's low vaccination coverage in any part of the world, then you see measles in outbreak situations. And New Zealand's got, you know, a lot of traffic with the Western Pacific, and they haven't got as high vaccination coverage for their under five population. And so some of those Pacifica populations will be vulnerable to measles. And I think that might be a contribution in the New Zealand context.
There have also been outbreaks reported in Hong Kong, the United States and Canada. The World Health Organization's communicable disease expert for the Pacific, Dr. Angela Marianos, told Radio New Zealand the Pacific region was warned about the risk months ago.
Actually alerting them to the re-emergence of measles globally, and in particular the emergence of measles and measles outbreaks in a number of countries of the Western Pacific and Southeast Asian regions, given the degree of travel that occurs between these countries and the Pacific.
Dr. Marianos urged people to seek medical help and stay away from others if they were diagnosed with measles.
So we want people to be aware and to ring ahead, and when they are diagnosed with measles, to follow recommendations for their isolation, and they should remain isolated for at least 5 days after the rash appears and they become symptomatic.
New Zealand's Ministry of Health says since 2012, all cases of measles in the country originated from travellers bringing the disease in from overseas. Measles vaccines are generally given in two doses to children aged 12 to 18 months and then again at 4. In Australia, that's resulted in vaccination coverage of about 95% for children. Brett Sutton says babies as young as 6 months can be vaccinated if needed.
For people who are travelling to New Zealand, we really do want them to think about measles as a travel vaccine, not just as a childhood vaccine. You know, kids in Victoria have more than 95% coverage for measles vaccine now. But people who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s may not have been vaccinated against measles, may have only have received one vaccine, and you need two to be properly protected.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton. Rebecca Hewitt with that report.